It's the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML. I'm Jamie West, and you're watching on Cable 14. Our guests in studio, Bill O'Donnell, president of the Central Ontario Standard Bred Association, and Jim Wellwood, a director with the Ontario Standard Bred Association. Again, gentlemen, thanks for being here this morning and helping to get us tuned into where this thing's going, because people have been following this for the last couple of months. There's some confusion, I think. Some people think that... what's the big deal if the government rakes back $345 million in revenues from slots that they used to pay out to the horse people to put into schools and hospitals? Ha, 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 he said with tongue firmly planted in cheek, because we all know that in general that promise was made many, many years ago, and the casino revenues were supposed to solve all of our problems. We would have hospitals on every corner. No one would ever have to wait in line for joint replacement surgery or heart surgery. Our roads would be paved with gold. And, everything would be great, and we'd have Rhodes Scholars everywhere. It hasn't quite materialized that way. So this $345 million that the Ontario government is pulling back from you that they call a subsidy is really, they're really just reneging, in a sense, on an agreement that's been in place for 15 years, which is revenue sharing at the slots, because the horse people own the tracks. And this was a problem that they had. They didn't know where to put the slots all those years ago. They came up with this great agreement where you would get 20% of the take of the revenue. The government would get 80%. And it's worked well. It's helped keep the horse racing industry going strongly. It's allowed you guys to create more jobs in the horse racing industry. Some 60,000 jobs there now, which are now in jeopardy because of the moves that the government is making regarding slots at racetracks. And you guys are contributing close to $2 billion a year as an industry into the Ontario economy. So the question is, we've sort of talked about why is this happening. We can continue to theorize a little bit about that. But what are you doing to fight back here? What's going on at this point in this story to fight back against the government?
Bill, you want me to take a shot?
Go ahead.
You can jump in. But maybe it's been two phases. The first phase... after we were blindsided, was probably the letter writing campaigns and the rallies that we had at the constituents' offices across the province, right from Montreal to Windsor. Phone campaigns to the MPs' offices, the town hall call-in sessions that we had, all of which worked well. Did they accomplish anything? We think a little bit. Did they win the battle? Clearly not yet. So we move into phase two, which is really negotiating face-to-face with the government to try to save something. ORIA has been asked for a plan that would describe the landscape after March 2013. Clearly, there's going to be some contraction of the industry. Some of the tracks will probably withdraw as players. We're just going to have to find a way to reinvent ourselves and make a proposal. We've named a mediator. The government has got a spokesman, and we're moving that in that direction. We have to table something in the way of a plan by the end of June this year.
And is that enough time? I mean, I think that's at the heart of this entire thing, right, is that the government just basically pulled the rug out from under you guys. If they had come to you as horse people and said, look, this is the direction we're going in, but we're going to do this in phases so that we don't clobber your industry and give you guys time to be creative and come up with a plan that would, have you deal with a loss of $345 million in slot revenue, what would the horse industry have said to them?
Well, knowing the horsemen as Bill and I do, we wouldn't have had a problem negotiating with them. But there's clearly no impact study done on this thing. Right now, even as we speak, the government, through their Ontario Sire Stakes program, is out there asking people to buy, breed, and race in Ontario. Well, if you buy a yearling in September, hoping to race it as a two-year-old next year, there's a string of races that you're eligible to that all add up to, it costs about $25 million a year to run that program.
Wow.
But there's a big carrot there. Now, when the government pulls the rug out from under us, there isn't a program for you to race next year as a two-year-old or a three-year-old. So we've got a legal opinion on that and some of the other issues that are in this whole mess.
Do you get a sense, Bill, that the government is dug themselves in a little deep on this one? Is there any kind of a feeling among the horse people in through their maybe individual discussions with perhaps local government representation that maybe they've bitten off more than they can chew with this thing and have been really, really hasty, and now that they look at the numbers, maybe some backpedaling is in order here, or a negotiated kind of arrangement is in order?
Well, I think so. I think they kicked a bigger hornet's nest than they banked on here, and they didn't do, they said, in the Drummond report, it said review, you know, value for your money, track by track, or whatever the case may have been. And they didn't do much reviewing for very long. And then speaking with the politicians, you know, the ones that I spoke to, the majority of them knew nothing about the horse racing industry. And the ones that you did, then they had all kinds of facts and figures that were given to them, I'm sure, by the ministry that, you know, just tell them this, and which you can rebut each and every one of those. And then you got our own Minister of Agriculture who says, your fight's not with me, I'm on your side, I'm working behind the scenes. Well,
then, I'm an inquiring mind, I'm a talk show host, former reporter, that part of me starts to say, well, then what's really going on here behind the scenes? There's got to be a backstory. Is this some sort of a personal political battle that the finance minister, the premier, has with somebody in the horse racing industry? I mean, I'm just blue sky in here.
It's mind-boggling that they could do something like that. Like you said, if they'd have phased it out over 3 years or 4 years and looked at the breeding program, and they have reports that you know, they point to all these things, like the Sandusky report, Zadinsky report, that, you know, in 2008, that, you know, he outlined the whole business. So in paragraph four, it was page four, paragraph four, the one thing that they didn't take into account was leave the money the way it was, just kind of work around it a little bit and jig it a little bit. But they obviously didn't read that paragraph.
Obviously not, Jim.
There is a school of thought out there, Jamie, and no doubt your listeners have heard a little bit about it. In the midst of this scandal that's going on with the Orange Corporation, the helicopter scandal, not-for-profit company, that maybe there are some similarities there. If you kept peeling the onion and get back to the root cause of this issue, perhaps it has something to do with not-for-profit racetracks. I don't think there's any scandals in terms of overpaying executives or anything like that, but perhaps from the government's perspective, they see some similarities to the Orange scandal that's a criminal investigation now. Where that might go, I don't know. But it, like you, we're puzzled by why they would do this, what prompted it, and what's behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be interesting to follow that along. Just for the benefit of our listeners, the Central Ontario Standardbred Association. You guys are the association of horse people that race at Woodbine and Mohawk, correct?
Correct.
And what do you hear from your colleagues who race at other racetracks? And people around here, of course, are always concerned about Flamborough and what's going on out there. And any information at all on, anecdotally at least, on what's happening with that racetrack?
Well, our members, you know, COSA members, we are in contract with Woodbine and Mohawk, but our members are 1,600 or somewhere around there, and they race everywhere in the province and everywhere in North America. And they're concerned, and they don't just live in the immediate area of Woodbine and Mohawk. They're all through the province. And you hear the same thing from all of them. They don't know what to do. You know, they have brood mares, babies, they have racehorses, they have farms, they have equipment, truck payments, trailer payments. They're all devastated. They just, you know, everybody's hanging their head now. They've realized now that there's, at this point, I mean, we're all, what the government says, what they meant.
When's the next meeting with the government? When do you sit down with these guys and talk?
Right now, like Mr. Sadinsky has been, he's part of the task force for...
He's a Queen's Council a lawyer.
He is, yes, and he's written lots of reports, books on gaming and gambling. And
former chair, too, I believe, of the OLG, right, for a year, 2003-2004.
Yes,
right.
And of the Interior Racing Commission. Yeah.
Right, so he's been on both sides of this thing, very well-versed. Sorry, yeah. Bill, go ahead.
So anyway, he's the head of this task force, and he's appointed a couple people to look at it from financial side, and he will have some kind of a recommendation within the next month, July 1st. We were banking on, and then hopefully take that to the Minister of Finance's office.
All right, we'll take a short break. Come back and finish up with our guest Bill O'Donnell, President of the Central Ontario Standardbred Association, and Jim Wellwood, Director, Board Member of the Ontario Standardbred Association. And you've been listening to the conversation. Join it at 905-645-3221 or *9900 if you're on the cell phone. Love to take your calls. You can email jwest@900chml.com. Back with more on the Bill Kelly Show, AM 900 CHML and Cable 14.